This is a download from LBC. Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. I've got a mouth ulcer. I didn't notice it the other day. It's on the side of my tongue, and it's very annoying. I should probably get away with it by the time we finish the programme. But nevertheless, turning up on television yesterday, the only gay in the village, Bobby Cole Norris, the one who's had the beard transplant. And he's convinced, because he speaks a bit like Gemma as well, he talks like that, you know, as if he's got something the matter with him. He says she's been practising 6 times a week at the ring. Yeah, shame it wasn't ice dancing. I don't know what she's been practising. Perhaps making a cup of tea or something. But no, absolutely ridiculous. As somebody said, she's only in there, she's being kept in because she's the only person who gets them publicity. Otherwise, why would you bother putting Bobby Cole Norris, the most boring gay in the village, on the television? Who cares what he thinks about it? He says she's got a really good shot if the public stay behind her, and touch wood, they do. And so he's had his beard transplant, apparently because he had issues. I think he's always had issues, actually. Matt Evers has hit back at Fixed Claims and reveals that Gemma apologised to somebody from Loose Women because she should have gone home. Yes, well, I mean, she's been kept in there with the lowest figures. How does that work? Answer? It doesn't. Kerry Katona has taken her children to Dancing on Ice. Oh, give it up, love, for God's sake. What are you doing? Nothing to do with you. So she took the children to go and support Brian McFadden. How rivetingly boring and dull. So poor old Kerry sits there, Kerry Coketona, supporting her favourite ex-husband. There's only been about 3, hasn't there, I think, or something like that. Anyway, day out for the girls, wasn't it really, love? What do you do for a living? Meghan Barton Hanson wants to be engaged by 30 and vows never to date a person in the public eye again. Let's hope they think the same, eh, Meghan? Let's hope they think the same. Here she is, Miss Boring. And they parted amicably. Well, I mean, why would you want to go out with somebody who exhibits themselves on the internet? And surprise, surprise, surprise. Jack Fincham admits to cocaine binging during Wild Night Out. So where was this one? Where was this one? Apparently he took cocaine during a binge last Saturday. Would that be the only time, Jack? I only ask because I'm curious to know why you would come up with this now, unless somebody is about to sell a story on you. Unless somebody has seen you and maybe thinks you're telling porky pies. That maybe you didn't just do it last Saturday. Get my drift? And I wonder whether the papers contact you and go, we've got somebody who's going to talk about your cocaine taking. He's quite clearly a bit stupid and a bit thick. Let's hope it kills his career stone dead. He says he's struggled with the realities of fame. Really, love. When would that be? Do you remember we did catch you in a pub a short while ago? In fact, it was certainly not last Saturday. It was a long before that one. You didn't look as though you were struggling with fame at all, did it? I think maybe you don't know the truth. Perhaps somebody needs to point you in the right direction. The girlfriend, aha, 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 gives a glimpse into her African adventure as she photographs herself at the top of a hill. I mean, yeah. So she's climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. Oh, well, that's good for you, love. Got to do something, haven't you? There's no other gigs in the offing. Perhaps you could go back working behind the bar again. That'd be good. Perhaps you can take your dreary ex-boyfriend with you at the same time. Love Island's Alexandra Kane sparked romance rumours after she enjoys hotel stay with hunky estate agent. Is that loosely called a one-night stand, dear, in your books? What do you mean, enjoys hotel stay and engages on online flirtation? I mean, who are you? I suppose you're doing exactly the same, but without the island. Bit difficult and cold, isn't it, out there, love? Meghan McKenna gets a kiss on the cheek from a mystery man. She's on the Celebs Go Dating, so they've managed to find some peculiar bloke whose trousers don't fit. And he stands there looking like the last turkey in the shop. She goes, oh, you want to get out of me? And that's it. They're filming for the upcoming series. It's a bit fake. They were showing an old TOWIE the other day and Gemma Collins is sitting there with Bobby Cole Norris and he's going like, because, you know, you're like excluding all this, you know, you're sort of giving off a real good vibe, babe. He calls her babe all the time. He calls her babe because we've all seen the film. And then she says, yeah, she's got something to tell you, Bobby. And he goes, what's that, babe? And she goes, I'm going vegetarian. I thought, that didn't last long, did it? And she shoved another curry down her mullet. Lauren Goodger went out, joining the Goodman sisters ahead of a fun-filled weekend. Oh, my God, fathers, what on earth is that? What are you wearing, love? Dear God, you know, when you look that bad from behind, at least cover it. 32 now, wrong side of 30, wrong side. And so she goes off to go and see the Goodman sisters. Who are the Goodman? What are they? Piano players or something? I've never even heard of them. Who are the Goodman sisters? They're from X on the Beach. Class, eh, Lauren? Class, love. You got one all going on there, especially round your bum by the look of it. What a peculiar outfit. Apparently, she teamed her statement with a faux fur cropped jacket. Look, bin liner would have been better, but there you go. Lydia Dim She's wearing bridal white underwear. It's dying for you, isn't it, love? 29 years old. What's happening? Nothing. Then she doesn't have a Valentine's date because no one talked like that, didn't she? Talked like that. She's split from her boyfriend, Lee Cronin, so she's not with him. You can't get a boyfriend, can you? Your last one's ditched you, love. He's off with the fat bird. Not hanging around with you anymore. Kate Wright pokes fun at Rio Ferdinand on Instagram. How rivetingly dull. Vicky Patterson confirms she's dating ex-Towie hunk Erkan Ramadan, who's making her smile again. Is that another way for sex? Is that what they mean, making her smile? Because he doesn't look like he tells jokes, put it that way. But she went off to a hotel. It's lovely. You can always tell if they're on a reality show. Their tits are on the table in front of them. You can always tell. If they're not, then they're not from a reality show. Jackie Budden, drug-taking mother, used to do her drugs in front of Jade Goody. She says the number of women getting smear tests has declined. Yeah, because until something's in the news, nobody bothers about it. Funny how you turned up on the television the other day, dear, isn't it? Talking about something that happened years and years ago. You know, if people want to do it, they'll do it. If they don't want to do it, not our business. Sean Walsh shares a steamy kiss with Katja Jones lookalike before making a supermarket dash for condoms. We're going to be sick. And a pineapple. Is there some significance between condoms and a pineapple? I'm not too sure there is. Gemma Atkinson fights off morning sickness. I mean, she's only just announced... I'm going to sneeze. Wait. Good Lord. Since the first time since she's announced her pregnancy, already she's getting morning sickness. But she's managed to tweet where she is. Joe Suggs fans are accused of fixing the tour vote. It's amazing that the word fix appears everywhere. It was all happening the other day, wasn't it? When they were sort of, oh, it must be fixed. Why is Gemma Collins, who can't dance, can't do it? She's pushed onto the ice by her little dancer. So, well, I say little dancer. Brooklyn Beckham is here with his girlfriend. And they're holding hands. It's lovely. He turned up at the GQ Car Awards at the Corinthia Hotel. They can't get him arrested, can they? So they both turn up. He turns up looking like the mini-me from his father doing a Hovis advert. You look a bit of a prat, actually, dear, don't you? I mean, come on. You know, shouldn't you be happy? Or are you just sort of taking on the parents' mantle of look miserable all the time? Smile! You've got a girlfriend. You've had three now. Still not taking photographs, are you, love? Always a bit of a wheeze, wasn't it, really? Tom Daley took a picture of his husband, Dustin, and son, Robbie, cheering him to victory, which is cute. He says fatherhood has changed his perspective on life. I should imagine it does. And Holly Willoughby confesses she pulled a sickie to go on holiday but was caught out by her foreign ringtone, as Philip Schofield admits he's faked a snow day on This Morning. I can't believe it. How old is he now? He's getting on a bit, isn't he? He's sort of 60s. Simon Cowell, consummate gentleman, as he gives his suit jacket to girlfriend Lauren Silverman. He just wears the same outfit, black trousers, open knit white. That's all his outfits consist of. And hilariously, Matt and Luke Goss are set to sign. They haven't signed it. The papers have actually told us it's in advanced stages to sign a lucrative record deal. Matt wearing his funny little hat on his head, mainly because Pip Schofield's 56, is he? I thought he was 70. I'm so sorry. But this is after the success of the documentary After the Screaming Stops. There was no success on it. They were laughing at you. They were laughing at you. Perhaps you didn't realise that. We were laughing, going, they're quite mad, aren't they? Matt, of course, is madder than a fruitcake, really. And he's this funny little hat he wears. I don't know what the bloody hell that's for, dear. Is it because your hair's not yours, or it was yours, or now it's yours, and now you own it, and all that kind of stuff? But they want to release a brand new album followed by a live tour. I wouldn't. I mean, take my word for it, darlings. Don't do it. Don't do it. They want their careers to skyrocket again. Because they need the money. That's what they're doing it for. I'm sorry, they've just done a tour. Then they've got that one-off gig at the Brixton Academy, which they had a lot of trouble selling, and they want to do a tour. You're not going to get back in the charts again, boys. Might as well tell you now, it's dead. Dead in the water. They're thrilled by the explosion of interest in the band. They're laughing at you. What are you on about? Everybody was laughing. They thought it was some joke spoof documentary. Nobody thought it was clever. Matt and his foul mouth. You've never heard such foul obscenities that come from one person. Unbelievable. But there are some resale tickets available. It's sold out now. Took them long enough, though, didn't it? And they're thinking of a tour. Good God. I don't think it's going to happen. Full price tickets for the stall standing £106.50. They want your money. They need the money. God knows they need the money. But an album deal, it's not signed yet. So don't believe the rough sort of, it's in the offing and it's all the... I'm sure it might be. Whether or not it actually goes any further than that, I can't imagine. I mean, they can't get on. Well, we're now not sure it is sold out. In fact, oh, why do we think it's not sold out? Oh, he can buy 60. They've not even sold out the Academy. I thought they'd have sold that out, because it's not big, is it? It's 4,000 standing, 2,000 sitting down on your bums. And to be honest with you, most of their fans are fairly ancient now, so they would want to be sitting down, wouldn't they? But it's the fact that they think it's all going to happen again. I don't think it is. And I'm very rarely wrong. Very rarely wrong in this. No, we are... No, you can still buy seats. They must know, this must be an old website or something. They must have sold out. They're Bross. It's not, oh, right, dear. We're being redirected to the checkout. So we can buy seats if we want them. Oh, we absolutely can buy seats. Tickets very much available, the producer says. Oh, my God. Never mind. It gives us a smile. It gives us a smile. Hope you enjoyed the programme this morning. Don't forget, podcast. Please, 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 podcast. I know I say that all the time, but it really does make a difference. To you, as well as to me. Have a great day. I'm back with you tomorrow. Till then, be nice to each other.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.